Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we begin Siman Shin Lamed Vav. This is page Kuf Pei Amud Aleph here in the Mishnah Berurah. So we'll try to do Si'ifim Aleph and Beis. A lot to cover tonight. So Si'if Aleph. Ein olim bi'ilam bein lach bein yavesh ve'ein nitlim bo ve'ein mishtamshim b'mechubi l'karka klal gzeir Hashem ha'yal v'yitlosh. You're not allowed to climb on a tree, whether it's a moist tree or a dry tree, and you're not allowed to hang anything on the tree, and you're not allowed to use anything that's mechubi l'karka at all, lest you come to go up on the tree and to detach something from the tree. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph bein yavesh. Even if it's totally dried out, and there's no leaves, and there are no branches, and there are no peros on the tree, meaning the whole concern you're not allowed to do this is that you might come to be tolish something. Yeah, there's nothing to be tolish. Nevertheless, this is Nisid Rabbanan that's asr with a low plug. However, there are those that are makel in the summertime, because it's all in the summertime when all the trees are lush and green and growing fruit, and this is the one tree, it's so dead that it's got nothing on it. Maybe it's obvious that it's different, and therefore we wouldn't be gozer on such a tree. When we say you're not allowed to hang on the tree, you're also not allowed to lean on the tree. You're not allowed to put an object on the tree. Or to take an object off of the tree. To tie an animal to the tree, and you're not allowed to use b'mechubel karka v'dafka b'gavam in arshos shvach mukhtil klaman. We're going to see in Sif Beis that mechubel karka is only usher to use or to benefit from or to lean on or to climb on if it's more than three tvachim off the ground. Shema yalav yitlosh, because you might come to climb the tree and pull something off olim or anafim, whether it be leaves or branches or peros or fruits v'yiskavim l'tolsham v'asidei chayiv chatos, and you're going to do that on purpose, and you're going to be chayiv chatos for doing that. So they made it, because they did Rabbanan, not to use trees at all. Viter in the Shulchan Aruch, Allah be Ilan b'Shabbos. If you already went, you climbed the tree on Shabbos, now you're on top of the tree, and someone says, hey, you're not allowed to do that. So, b'shogeg mutalerid. If you had no idea that you weren't allowed to do it, it was a shogeg, so then you are allowed to come down on Shabbos. But b'mezid, also leirid. If you went up there b'mezid, then you're not allowed to come down. You got to spend the rest of Shabbos up there in the tree. Mishabur b'shog mutalerid, avagav to be a reed is a mishtamish b'ilan, even though on the coming down, you're going to be utilizing the tree, which is an Isser Drabanan. Well, it's no worse than staying there, because even while you're sitting there, you're being Mishtamish B'ilan. So since you were Shogeg, we'd rather you get out of that situation as quickly as possible, rather than stay in the tree and continue to be Mishtamish B'ilan all the rest of Shabbos. But if you did it B'mezid, you got to stay there the whole rest of Shabbos. Asr Leirid. It's Asr to come down from the tree if you did it B'mezid. An Motzoy Shabbos to Kansin Leirid. That's a knas that we make, that you got to stay there until Motzei Shabbos. Back in the Mechaber, let's say you climbed the tree on Friday before Shabbos started, then for sure you're allowed to come down after it got dark, even though you climbed up onto the tree knowing that it was going to be Shabbos soon and that you were going to be in the tree when Shabbos started. But since when you climbed in, it was not yet Shabbos, you're allowed to come down. But Yeshram says, no, only if you climbed the tree on Friday thinking that you'd get out of there before Shabbos. Only then can you come down if you were still stuck there on Shabbos. But if you climb a tree on Friday thinking I'm going to spend the next few hours there into Shabbos, then that's mazid, and therefore you're not allowed to come down from the tree. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Chestas and Yud. B'chol Gavna Pirush Bein Ol Al Das Leir Kodem Chashecha V'Chashcha Lo Kodem Shispik Leir Bein Ol Al Das Leir Shusham B'Shabbos. Whether you went in the tree on Friday, having in mind that you're going to stay, that you're going to get out of there before Shabbos, or whether you went into the tree thinking you'll stay there on Shabbos, mutar leirid. You're allowed to come down according to the first opinion. Avgav das alalus afil erev Shabbos adait to delays of sham. Even though you're not allowed to climb into a tree on erev Shabbos thinking that you're going to stay there on Shabbos, tal kopan mishtamish b'ilan b'yeshivaso, because every moment that you're sitting in the tree, you are being mishtamish b'ilan. You are continuing to violate that iser. But they didn't make a knas to b'shas aliyaso ala beheter, because when you climbed up, you went up beheter. The yeshomrim, but then the yeshomrim said that no, that if you went up on erev Shabbos knowing that you're going to stay there on Shabbos, then we make the same knas that you're not allowed to come down. But we pass like the first opinion that whenever you went in on erev Shabbos, we'll allow you to come out on Shabbos, whether you did it b'mezid or b'shogeg. Says the Rama. V'davka adam sha'alasham. These halachos is only if it's a person that went up on the tree. But if you put an object on the tree before Shabbos started, also little misham Shabbos. Meaning, if a person put himself in the tree before Shabbos, he can come down from that tree. But if he put an object in the tree before Shabbos, he's got to leave that object in the tree. Yodal v'davka adam degam b'yishivasalilin also iser. Because by the adam, so long as he stays in the tree, he's actively violating an iser, but an object staying in the tree is not actively violating anything. So asulitl, you're not allowed to take it. There's no iser of having a kli be in a tree on Shabbos. The iser is to place a kli in a tree on Shabbos, to place yourself, to keep yourself, but to keep a kli that's already there in a tree on Shabbos is not a violation of anything. And in fact, when you take the kli off of the tree, that's an iser. The reason I allow to take something off of a tree is because we're afraid while you're doing that, you're going to lean on the tree or you might come to detach something. And having said that, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's ill-advised and perhaps usher to put a kli that is not mukta into a tree before Shabbos with the plan of leaving it there on Shabbos. Because since that kli is a usable kli, you might come to want to take it off on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to take it off on Shabbos. Vaiter in the Ramah, v'kolza b'ilin chiyotzibo. This is only about trees, though. Aval kadam arakim kiyarek. But if you have soft reeds that like a vegetable, mutul l'shtamish b'hem, af b'lishu mechubar mekarka. You're allowed to use such things, even though they're mechubar mekarka. You're allowed to touch them, you're allowed to lean on them. Dein is asur l'shtamish b'yerek. This was a gezerah that they made about trees. It's not something that they made about yerakos. So if it's a very soft, pliable type of thing, and not something with a trunk like a tree, then it's going to be mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, O chayotzebo, perish kadamo kundasim shem kashim, harakim ki yerek, v'harbe poskim sovim shakadam asum l'skashos, afilu brakusin harem ki lanvasir. There are many poskim that say that if it's the kind of plant that will harden, even though right now it's soft, we view it like a tree. We view it as if it's already hardened and asr. This whole heter that the Rama is quoting is only if it's something that will never harden. Even if it's more than three tvachim high. That this is included in asavim, and they were never gozer on asavim, kumvor besif gimel. You're still not allowed to use the stalks of carob and gourds. Even though they were never goes there on yerek, shiny hachashem kashim. These are harder plants. And they, even if they're soft right now, they will harden. We all know bucks are hardened, right? That's when you got in Tubishvat in yeshiva, right? It hardens. The taz anyway disagrees with this whole kul of the Rama, and he thinks that it's also with anything that grows on the ground. And he thinks Shulchan Aruch sounds this way, and the Rama sounds this way. After he writes the din of an ilan, he says, oh, and you're not allowed to be mishamish with anything that's mechubil karka at all. That sounds like it includes yerakos and kanim arakim as well, and the bach is also machmir. But the Eli Rabbah quotes all a bunch of poskim that say like the Rama that we're makil on Yerako. So Mashavim Lashon Rambam in Raya Klal, the Lashon Rambam doesn't bother us. Dekoy hakol al ilan amusko mikodem. Vekol b'zafilim nisyabish legamri shein alof shomol v'adaf m'lo shayich b'zashamid lo shavilo ach yasur. When he says, when the Rambam says, v'ein mishtam shem b'chubu karka klal, he's talking about even if it's fully dried out, but it's only about trees, it's not about soft plants. El dekos of dafke me'akanu hu rach kiyerek, avlimu kasha, av b'shenu kasha kiilan, if it's hard, even though it's not hard like a tree, asu l'shtam yishol v'litol menashum davar, then it becomes like a tree halachically, mishum dinoch l'shabro, b'shem ishtam yishol, because it's likely that you're going to break it when you are using it. V'chein v'tosef shabbos maskim l'hakel, mechalik gamkein, k'mo shemechalik el yirabel. Tosef shabbos also is maskim to be mekel, and he's mechalik like the el yirabel is between those kanim that are soft, soft forever, and those kanim that will harden. And number of achronim say like the Ramah, that if it's a reed, a soft plant, we don't have any of these isurim against the sheet of the Taz. Let's see Sif Beis. Shrasha ilan agvom in arch shlosh tvachim. If the root of a tree is 3 tvachim high off the ground, asul l'shtamish bem. That's also included in this isur. Pachos mikan mutzul l'shtamish bem. If it's less than 3 tvachim off the ground, you're allowed to use it. Kekarka chashivi. Within 3 tvachim of the ground, it's just considered uneven ground. It's not considered a tree. Vim ba'mi l'mal v'yordim l'mata. But if it starts more than 3 tvachim off the ground and it slopes downward, v'makom shegavoim shlosha asurim. V'makom shein gavoim shlosha mutarim. So the part that's more than 3 tvachim off the ground, you're not allowed to use. The part that's within 3 tvachim of the ground, you are allowed to use. Let's see, Mishnah Berura, Tez Zayin, Shrasha Ilan, Sheyotzim in Akarka, Venirim, Kamobi Ilanus Hazakenim, that come out of the ground and you can see them, these roots. Asa Lishtamesh, the Avogavda Hachaloshai Kulehai Shamayit, Loshafiluachi, Gozerbo Chamim. Even though on roots it's very unlikely that you're going to be Tolish anything, because what can you be Tolish from a root? Nevertheless, it's a low plug. Pachos Lishtamesh Bem, we said if it's less than 3 tvachim from the ground, you're allowed to use it. Even if it's a branch that comes off of a tree within 3 tvachim of the ground, you're allowed to use. Dekekarka chashivi v'shari leishev alein, and you're allowed to sit on them. Right? Sometimes you have, like in camp, the kids want to sit under a tree, so they're sitting on the roots of a tree. So if it's within 3 tvachim of the ground, it's mutter. Anything that's above 3 tvachim of the ground, leaning their back against the trunk of the tree, that is asur. You're not allowed to be mishtamish be'ilan on Shabbos. V'kolshkein b'yarek shein gavoh shlosh tvachim b'vaday mutter. I was once visiting a co-ed camp for a Shabbos, and there was a young man and a young woman sitting under a tree, and one of the counselors says, "You're not allowed to be mishtamish b'ilan." I'm like, "There's bigger problems with this picture than okay." So v'kolshkein b'yarek shein gavoh shlosh tvachim b'vaday mutter. For sure, a yarek that's less than 3 tvachim of the ground is for sure mutter. V'chein ilan katan ubo peros yogdes. I don't know what that is. Uchadoma. What does it say? Mine peros katan, small berries or something. Efshar demutter kol shubach mishlosh tvachim. It could be that if it's less than 3 tvachim on the ground, it's mutter to be mishtamish with them. V'yesh lo melehepach to kol sheish peros b'chol gavni yesh l'gzushol mishtamish lov shem yitlosh. And some say, whoa. If there's actual peros there, I don't care how low to the ground it is, that's a real gzeira shem yitlosh. That's a real problem. That if you're going to start touching that, you might come to pull off some berries. V'ayinu dekamer shrosh ilan shein bo peros the isru rak mishum lo plug b'zeh mutter bach mishlosh tvachim. When it's an ilan that doesn't have any peros, then we're going to be matir within 3 tvachim of the ground. And it could be that edible vegetables within 3 tvachim of the ground are included in the yisur as well, because there's a real reason to be concerned that you'll be talish. The imba'im that after it elevates 3 tvachim, it then goes down. So then we said that it's going to be mutarim, that it's going to be mutar. Afagav sharosh zah. Even though it comes from a place that's 3 tvachim off the ground, and when it was 3 tvachim off the ground, you weren't allowed to use it. Aval became kishagadol Yosef nichvav l'mato, when it continued to grow and it grew in a downward slope, hutar b'makom anamuch, the part that's downward, you're allowed to use. The karka chashivi, that's considered the karka. Ulefiza kol shkein shemut l'shamish biyikar shalim pachs mishal shvachim laretz alf bishay ilan gavah mod shay makom. Right, certainly if it's the whole plant doesn't have to be within 3 tvachim of the ground. It could be a very tall tree, but the part of the roots that's within 3 tvachim of the ground, you're allowed to use. That's not called a violation of being mishtamish b'ilan. We're going to stop in the middle of a si'if over here, because tomorrow's a shorter, seems like a shorter one anyway. So we'll stop in the middle of the si'if, and we'll just quickly chazer. You're not allowed to use any tree, even if there's no logical reason to assume you're going to pull anything off of it, because it's a gezeira of a low plug. If you climbed a tree on Shabbos b'shogeg, you're allowed to come down. B'mezid, you're not allowed to come down. If you climbed a tree on Erev Shabbos, there's even b'mezid, it's a machlokas and we pask in l'kula that you are allowed to come down when you climbed b'mezid. And then the Ramah had a kula that this whole isra only applies to trees, but it doesn't apply to softer plants, although the Mishbura had all arichos, and not everyone is super excited about that Ramah. And then in Sif Beis, we learned that if you're within if the branch or the root is within three tefachim of the ground, it is mutar l'shtamish bo. However, the Mishburi pointed out that if there's actual fruits, edible fruits growing from that thing that's within three tefachim of the ground, it is asur l'shtamish bo. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, same time, same place, we'll finish up Sif Beis and do Sif Gimel. Have a wonderful evening.